Welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author Dr. John Kimball. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church workers navigate the challenges of leading the flock. John has been a church planter, a local church pastor, a seminary professor, and a denominational leader. He coaches and mentors pastors and missionaries around the world. Drawing on over 30 years of experience in local, regional, and national ministry, John and some of his colleagues provide practical guidance on the topics you request. We are so glad you've joined us. And now, here's our host, Pastor John.
Thanks, Anna. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Minister's Friend podcast. Well, what happens when you're on vacation and staying with family that you haven't seen for a while, and that other family member also happens to be a pastor? Breakfast conversation can become a great series of podcasts. And that's exactly what happened. David Campbell is not only my wife's cousin and one of the pastors that officiated our wedding over 30 years ago, but he's also pastor of the 1,100-member Due West United Methodist Church in Cobb County, Georgia. Earlier in his ministry career, David served in the U.S. Army Reserve as a chaplain and eventually found himself ministering to our troops in Baghdad during the Second Gulf War. David had some incredible ministry opportunities, courtesy of Uncle Sam. He was also blessed to see some important Old Testament sites and geography that most of us will likely never be able to see. He shares a lot of his experience with us. This conversation was actually 2 weeks in the making. After not seeing David and Susan for a few years, David had come to Orlando for a series of meetings. He stayed with us, and that's when he first mentioned some of his experiences in Iraq. The very next week, Catherine and I had planned to take our first real vacation in over a year, and we were planning on passing through Atlanta on our way. We stayed with David and Susan, and well, the podcast was born. In this first segment, we get to know David and learn a little bit about the ways his congregation is making vital ministry connections in their own growing community. You'll also get a sense of David's pastoral heart as he ministers to the Due West Church family. Pull up a chair to the kitchen table and join David and I as we eat breakfast and chat. Well, I'm sitting here in the kitchen of David Campbell. David Campbell is our cousin, and I'm excited, David, for you to be here on the Minister's Friend podcast with us, talking a little bit about your time when you were in Iraq and some of the biblical lands that you experienced while you were there. Before we get started, why don't you introduce yourself and your family and tell us a little bit about your ministry at Due West Church.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to have this opportunity. So, married to Susan for nearly 30 years. We have a daughter, Hannah, and a son-in-law, Will, and a grandbaby, Addie, who is just the light of our life these days. Our son, Jay, who's still in college, and our daughter, Allie, who's working in a daycare right now. Mm. So, for the last 2.5 years, I've had just the joy of being the senior pastor of Due West Methodist Church. It's located in West Cobb County, which is a suburb of Atlanta, just northwest of Atlanta. We're in the same county of the Atlanta Braves Stadium. Hmm. So the church is about 45 years old, and West Cobb was farmland mostly when the church was started. But about 20, 25 years ago, as Atlanta sprawl came to West Cobb, people started building houses, and the church really started to take off. We are located not in a city, but in a residential area surrounded by cities, so unincorporated residential West Cobb. And my predecessor, as that area was starting to grow, realized pretty quickly what you don't have in that kind of setting is a community center. And so he just started beginning ministries that would draw people to the church to establish the church as a community center. So we do recreation ministry. We have a soccer field. We do indoor soccer. We do outdoor soccer. We've done basketball, all of that kind of stuff. We have a center for the arts. So people can come and take music lessons, be it voice or some kind of instrument. They produce 6 or 8 plays, musicals, every year. Hmm. From very little, small children, elementary kids can come in and do a week-long camp. And at the end of the week, they'll do a junior version of a musical. We have teen versions of that. And we also have adults who will come in and do really good productions. 2 years ago, our director of music ministries wrote a show based on the story of Ruth. Wrote the music, someone else wrote the lyrics, and that was the summer show for our Center for the Arts.
Wow.
We have a preschool that's been going now 25 years, has just shy of 200 kids in it. So as my predecessor was here for 20 years, and so as the area was growing and people were moving in, he kept adding ministries that would just draw people in. So the church really functions as a community center in this part of the county where there was not one. And so with that has just come growth. So it's just been a great opportunity. I was blessed 2.5 years ago to come here and begin my time as pastor and just continue to see what God is doing.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So this podcast idea started when you were visiting us down in Florida. We just were talking about some of your time when you were in the military and you served over in Iraq. And you mentioned some of the lands and the impact of seeing them from the Old Testament. And the comment that you made that really stuck with me was, you know, you got to see some places that most people will never get a chance to see, courtesy of the U.S. military.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, this would be really interesting because, you know, but you can get on a plane and fly to the Holy Land. You know, you can go on the Footsteps of Paul tours and those kinds of things. But you saw some places that most people will never get a chance to see. And I would love to mine that with you today.
Sure.
On the Minister's Friend podcast. Tell us a little bit how you found yourself in Iraq.
So when I was about 20 years old, I was a youth director. And my senior pastor was a National Guard chaplain. And as he would talk about his ministry with the National Guard, I found appeal there. The opportunity to be in ministry in a different kind of setting and an opportunity to serve my country. So it was something I wanted to do, but for years it was on the back burner for a variety of reasons. And so 10 years went by, and I was 30 before I ever joined the Army and was sworn in as a U.S. chaplain, as an Army Reserve chaplain. And so for years I did my weekend a month and my 2 weeks a summer, and it was a great opportunity. And I was in 2003 in a training division. Our job was to, the chaplain's unit, we would train chaplain assistants. That's what we did. It was a non-deployable unit, so we were never supposed to go anywhere. But what you learn is that non-deployable units in the military are made up of deployable assets. Each of us is a deployable asset. And so there was a chemical battalion in Houston, Texas, whose first chaplain left in the fall. They were sent a replacement who developed diabetes and were non-deployable. So they were sent another replacement who developed blood clots.
Oh, my.
And became non-deployable. So at about 11 o'clock on a Monday night in the spring of 2003, right before we were getting ready to invade Iraq, I got a phone call from my division chaplain explaining all that to me. And his next question was, how healthy are you? And I said, well, I think I'm pretty healthy. And he said, well, then I need you to get on a plane, fly to Fort Hood, and get ready to fly to Baghdad.
Wow.
And he was talking days, and this was a Monday night. And I said, with all due respect, I'm willing to go, obviously. I would really like a Sunday to say goodbye to my church. And so he honored that request, gave me the Sunday. So the following week, I got on a plane and went to Fort Hood, where this chemical battalion had spent 10 weeks getting ready to go. I started in processing on a Monday morning, and by Wednesday noon, they said, you're good to go. And again, the military is amazing in expediency when it wants to be. And for all the requirements they have before you can deploy, they can waive most of them, as it turns out. So they waived most of them for me. I was issued a gas mask because we were thinking it was going to be chemical, biological warfare. And so the gas mask was pretty important. And they sent me to the chamber where you test the seal of the gas mask. And they were in such a hurry, the guy was at lunch. And they said, oh, don't worry, sir, we'll waive that for you. And I said, now, wait a minute. You've waived a lot of things. This one is pretty important to me. But they never checked it. And thank God I never needed it either.
Wow.
And so next thing I knew, I was on a plane with a bunch of strangers who had become like family.
Wow.
And we would spend the next year in Baghdad.
Wow. I've heard stories like that from others who've been activated, and in fact, my own boss in my denominational job was Navy Reserve, and was called up more than once. Last time was to Guantanamo Bay, but you get that call, and you literally have days, right. and it's the disruption is something that you kind of prepare for, but you're never really prepared. Thank you for your service.
It was an honor.
I really appreciate all the folks that do that, especially those that go as chaplains and serve our folks. Typically, my podcasts follow a theme, but you'll see that this particular series of episodes is going to be a little bit different. Following our last series on exegeting the culture and needs of our communities, we start today with some insights from a very successful local church ministry that has studied its community for years and continues to provide for the needs of Cobb County as a local community center. On a more personal note, I've known many chaplains over the years of my ministry, some very well, and I also remember when David shipped out to Iraq. Would you join me over the next few weeks, just using this podcast conversation as a reminder to stop and pray for our chaplains? Pray for those serving in the U.S. Armed Services, many of whom face things most of us as pastors cannot fathom. Pray for our police and fire chaplains and all those who minister to our first responders. They also must care for those on the front lines of our towns and cities under some very challenging circumstances. And pray for our institutional chaplains, who often must minister the grace of Jesus to people under rules and regulations that seem designed to limit the very ministry they are called to extend. Next time, David will give us some insights into some critical Old Testament sites. I'm telling you, it's fascinating. Spiritual warfare. Every pastor and church faces it, but many just have no idea how to deal with it. In November, I'm getting together with several of my colleagues to discuss this very topic, and I would love to answer some of your questions on spiritual warfare as part of the conversation. It will be a guided panel discussion and will be made available to patrons of the Minister's Friend podcast. Now, our podcast is always free, but there is some premium content that comes with our additional membership levels. Would you like to know more? Check out today's show notes and click on the Become a Patron button at the bottom for more information. And if you'd like to submit a question for our panel, just email it to podcast@johnrkimble.com. You can also use that email address to make suggestions for future podcast topics. That's podcast@johnrkimble.com. I'm so glad you were with us for today's episode. I hope it was a blessing to you. And if it was, would you please do me a favor and tell your friends about the podcast, especially those who are in ministry? Your recommendation to others is the only way that we can grow our audience. Thanks so much for joining us here on The Minister's Friend. Let's do this again real soon.
You've been listening to The Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author John Kimble. Be sure to check out today's show notes for additional tools, resources, and information. If today's episode has been helpful to you, let us know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@johnrkimble.com. That's podcast@johnrkimble.com. You can also leave a note on our Facebook page. These are also the best ways to suggest topics for future shows. We want to hear from you. And please tell your friends about us. Until next time, may God bless you and your ministry with great fruit for His kingdom. Bye!